Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Yes, all these people are carrying Bogota suitcases. Bogota. Bogota.
Bogota.
Bogota.
Bogota.
Sounds like the Will Ferrell villain in Zoolander. Bogotu.
Zoolander, yes. Bogotu.
this Bogota suitcases. She becomes more and more unappealing as we go on. I just can't with this woman.
She, to me, just becomes more and more just sad.
Yeah, I'm saying I have a hard time. Sad implies empathy. I don't think it's sad. I think I lose empathy every time I see her on screen. It just trickles from me.
I mean, I feel for her in that, like, she's in that, I mean, we don't know her past, but she kind of, the one line she said, like, she's been broken by relationships. And because Jose just washed her feet off and put her in her shoes and socks, she's like, now I believe in love again. And I just was like, whoa, like,
I get what you're saying.
Honey, this is not the fairy tale. You're like, he might actually love you, but love is deep. Love is communication. Love is court. But I don't know. Who knows? I've dated some assholes, so what do I know? I'm just some dumb bitch. That's what I am. I'm just some bitch.
Anyway, I think it's also the tone, and I think it has a lot to do with her talking heads. The tone in which she relates it all is so dispassionate and so martyry. Like, mm-hmm. She's special, and yeah, this couldn't happen to anybody else.
She does feel put upon,
yeah,
by life.
Yo, this is UK. It's 90 Day UK.
Oh, this is UK.
Episode
the things you
four,
do for love.
Season two. The things you do for love. Y'all, Jose, this is what made me feel like when she gets the call from immigration, and she thinks the thing to say from someone to immigration is, I thought it would be okay.
Okay. I don't know why you just said that. And for some reason, with I don't know why your voice today, but you're very in your lacy register. So when you're sitting, and it sounded like you were going, and she speaks it. Sorry. I wasn't paying attention to what you said because it took me out.
I thought it would be okay. It was a little higher.
It was.
I'm a chameleon. What can I say? But she's like, well, we've got it all worked out. So he's going to get a tourist visa for 3 months. And I
was like, okay, new plan.
That's what felt weird. I don't know. I have a feeling that she thought she could apply for one of those when she was in the UK or something. Yeah. I just feel like this happened because she didn't do her due diligence.
Do you think production was just kind of like, because they don't interfere, so no. They're just sitting there going, ooh, yeah, do I? They're like, Robert, do I tell her? No, don't you tell her. Don't you tell her. This is going to be great.
And then she says, why does nobody believe our relationship? Because we have eyes. You are incongruent with each other. Look like you belong together. Not even age. It's just, it looks strange with you with this man with a picked out afro and you who look like someone perpetually stole your ice cream.
You perpetually. Sad. She's 30. You got to remember, she's 39.
That's a hard 39.
She's 39. I don't know if she... Did she assume, well, now that we're married, I can just bring him over like he's just my husband now? Does she not get, like, she should know.
He also had a ticket that said when he was going back. So I don't quite understand the problem. If they had established the tourist visa over, and it feels like they were trying to do one of this half and half kind of thing. And I think he was going to be on, but she said, but we're married. No one understands our relationship. And I don't know. I'm confused. I don't perpetuate to know how the immigration system functions in the UK. I know it is very different from ours, but it.
And probably when they see his life, because I'm sure they look up who he is.
Right.
And doesn't he have like 2 million followers?
He has 2.1 million followers on Instagram.
Y'all, so he's a successful artist, we think.
On Instagram.
So, but I bring that up, if the government is looking at this going, yeah, this guy wants to come here just to get it doesn't help his case, I don't think.
I guess maybe someone who knows a little bit more about these kind of immigration systems could help us. But if he got a tourist visa and he has a plane ticket that says when he would return, I don't see why he would be detained. Maybe there are more specific things. But she acted like we did all. I read everything on the website.
She's like, yeah, I looked in my highlights magazine and it told me everything I needed.
Why does no one believe our relationship?
It's so weird because the way the episode starts is, y'all remember they just got married. So they're walking around and they find that fucking rubber chicken. And I just wrote, how can... Like, we're sick of the joke already, and we're on episode 4. How can they still be laughing at just chickens?
Because there's nothing else to say. You stick to the one thing you know. Otherwise, what do you have?
I will say he kisses well.
I
think he's still a good lay.
I guess. I think... This is all one big fantasy for her.
It's a fairy tale. Like she said, it is a fairy tale.
And everyone can see it but her. I think it is a very selective case of her just deciding not to see. I feel like this might be one of those situations where she wakes up one day and looks at him and his hair is all whopper jawed, and she might, mm-hmm. she might goes, I've made a huge mistake. But maybe she won't.
But I doubt
maybe
it.
Maybe she will, because she's so, now that she's in it, she needs to prove to her mother, her friends, that she's right. I think that's a lot of it too.
I think, but that's I agree with you. But after hearing what she said, I think she needs to prove to herself that love is real. And if this doesn't work out, she's going to think that love is dead.
Newsflash, it is.
Newsflash, it is. All men are terrible.
He's been there for 2.5 hours. Later on, he's texting, says, I'm tired and I need to poo. And then calls the mother, hoping for sympathy at all. She's like, they're being funny, letting him in. Mother's like, they're being funny? They're being funny, letting him in. They're being funny about letting him in. And the mom's like, well, I thought they would. Everyone in her family is against it. Not just like slightly shady, completely rabidly against this.
Yeah, they're like, honey, we all knew. Y'all, she waits for 8 hours.
Oh my God.
And finally the people say, look, you might as well go home. This can't be good. Will he be walking on UK soil or no?
I think he will be. I liked that his texts were things like, she's like, he's texted that the wheel broke on his favorite suitcase, which doesn't seem to be the most pressing thing at the moment. And I feel like he's just saying things like, this room's real, these chairs are really bad. I feel like the texts were like, oh my God, what time is it here?
do you have Doritos here?
Yes,
he just wants, I can't find them in the
case of the munchies from smoking chronic in that plain bathroom.
Yeah.
Colombian chronic. Which you know he did.
Yeah.
I was in a Colombian plane, and someone managed to, I think, light up a doobie in an Avianca plane. No smoke alarms
is
went
this
off.
When you just came back?
Yeah. It was like the plane reeked. And of course the flight attendant like was in there, and that was trying to look who did it, and they couldn't find it.
Wow.
And it was an hour flight.
Hey, well, you need to get your fix.
I guess you do. So, anyway, yeah, you're right. And then he says, I'm not a bad person. This is sad. Why are they doing this to me? And it does seem, and we've heard from accounts, they don't tell you anything. And he had to have biometric data. I think this is what they sometimes do with new passports.
What's that?
They have things with like your eyes and your fingerprints and things like that. I believe that's biometric data. But that's when she launches into her fairy tale. When I was younger, I used to believe life was a fairy tale, and then other people broke it. Then I met Jose, and he washed the sand off my feet with a water bottle.
And then put my socks and shoes on. Who else does that for you in life? Well, and I thought, not a lot of people. You're right.
This is awful too, but I want to say, what this sounds really harsh, but
oh God,
what made you think you were still entitled to this fairy tale at 39? Like, I guess. We all know fairy tales aren't real. At 39, you would think that now I'm going to make the best of it. Now I'm going to meet someone. Maybe they don't fulfill every obligation. Maybe they don't check every single box. But the fact that she keeps referring to it as a fairy tale and that other people broke that fairy tale, you need to grow the fuck up.
I mean, yeah, I don't know if... Yeah, I'd be interested to, you know, a lot of people throw the word fairy tale around with love. And so I think it means a lot of different things for different people. So
what do you think
I would
it means
be curious.
For her?
To, Yeah. So that's what I was about to say. I think maybe for her, it means that kind of, I almost feel like basic shit of like, someone's just nice to her. Someone doesn't yell at her. Like,
I disagree someone... with you completely. I think she wants, a fairy tale is perfect.
Maybe perfect, but I also think for some people, the fairy tale is to, you know, marry someone who's 85 years old and their children live in another country and their parents are dead.
That is perfect.
That's the fairy tale for some.
That's perfect.
That's the, but I'm just saying for her, my point is, I think the kind of the common denominator for her is so low. It's not what Darcy says when Darcy says, I want the fairy tale. Like, I don't think this guy has to do a lot.
Yeah.
To win her love.
I think I understand what you're saying. I just don't think it's matching up with the words that's coming out of her mouth. Anyway. That's all I've got. A dark turn on Shane and Mert.
Mert and the words of the chicks, you need to calm down. You're not Juliana, but you need to calm down.
Oh, that's Taylor Swift.
No, that's the chicks. Juliana, calm down.
No, Taylor Swift also has a song called You Need to Calm Down.
Oh, yes. She does have that song. Sorry, yeah.
What chick song is that?
That's on their newest album, so you wouldn't know it. Okay. That's the one that wasn't like whenever they... You know it if you're a Chicks fan. It was a hit, but not like a...
Was it a single?
And they don't get played on... I believe so. And they don't get played on country radio anymore anyway, right. So you have to stream them. Practically, because... Well, don't get me started about women getting played on
country
radio.
I'm sorry, I heard You Need to Calm Down, and I thought Taylor Swift.
Well, that song too. Mert needs to calm down.
It's her birthday. He's singing her happy birthday, and she's totes a mosh. She's totes a mosh.
Totes a mosh. Why do they play too? Have you noticed all the music they play for Shane? Is this kind of like Henry Mancini,
like big bandish, yeah, or sometimes big, like, but it makes her look
the
like
strings.
It makes her look very. It makes her always feel like an ocean goddess from Devon. She's always on the beach.
Yeah.
I love it for her.
I do too.
It feels like it feels very like glamorous housewife, which I think that's what she would
she
approve.
She is.
I yes. love Shane.
We need to protect her at all costs.
I agree. Although I think she could probably fend for herself if she's on the streets in Devon.
Yeah, don't fuck with her.
And I wrote, what is this cake? It is quite strange looking. I don't know if there's a cartoon character. It looks like a Dr. Seuss design. Now, I would still eat it, but it looks like there's like candles and things sticking out of it.
It was cute.
I just thought it was rather strange.
It's a little one.
It's a little cake. And
ladybug.
They are still. Was that it? Is that why?
Yeah, it was a ladybug cake.
I had no idea what that was.
You didn't. What else is red with black spots with bug eyes?
Was it spots? Oh,
yes.
I completely did not get it was a ladybug. I think I was thinking cake, 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 cake. So I couldn't really.
That's fair. That's fair.
Really, my eyes weren't working. It was like a shark. They roll back. So I only have my sense of smell.
That's all you have.
And what's in front of me?
That's fair.
So I'm sorry I did not notice it was a ladybug.
I'm not going to fault you for
it. It was a very strange-looking cake. I thought it was sweet for him to get it. And they're still working on his visa. And she reiterates making sure we can live a safe life together. And he basically tells her, go out for your birthday, but don't drink too much. Don't drink too much.
And then he gives her this card, says, happy birthday, I believe you, and I trust you. And you hear Shannon, her talking head, go, huh?
Yeah.
What the fuck? And she's crying. Even when he gets off the phone, she's like, I can't stop crying. And it's so touching because she said, because I keep asking myself, why did he pick me?
Yeah,
I
thought that was pretty, that was poignant because she's still having those thoughts of, this is probably the first time she's ever felt anything like this. So if it goes south, it's going to be really hard. And she also, you can imagine she's accepting a lot more than she normally would.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. she talks about, you know, hoping this is her happily ever after. But, you know, the difference of like, it's the difference of Shane, who's 26, and Louise, who's 39. It's like Shane is light years ahead of her.
Yeah. Yeah. So many things. But so y'all, things. Mom, Grace, her mom and Grace, they're going to go out for her birthday for a curry. And they're talking about tits up, something down, 7 years bad sex. And mom's like, what?
And Shane's like, you don't want to have 7 years bad sex, do you, mom? And she's like, no,
no, no, don't want that.
Don't want that.
Ever
since your father died, I've been looking for cook.
I enjoy her mother.
I do too.
And
I don't know if Shane's father died. I shouldn't have said that. I don't know.
So they basically, she's like, it's a lot of pressure with all these documents, making sure everything. And she's like, it's a lot of money to get everything. And also, I'm still terrified that someone in his family is going to find out that I was born a man. So it, the stakes could not be higher here. I really mm-hmm. think that's why this couple, I think of all the couples, I'm just like, we are riding high. This is peak 90 day, because the stakes are so high for both these people.
Yes.
And then the next morning, they're mid-fight, which is never my favorite way to catch a 90 day couple. It's never what I like. He's like, well, why are you acting this way? And he's called her. He's FaceTiming her last night. I really wish we had footage of this. I feel like their camera crews go home a little early.
Yeah, they're like on normal. They might, maybe they have union there. Yeah, maybe that's it. In the U.S., they can just do whatever the fuck they want. Yeah, remember, y'all, people keep asking us, are your shows going to be affected by the SAG and the writer's strike? Y'all, it's non-union. None of them are. They're all reality shows. Yeah. At least we're fine for our trash. I'll guarantee you, Love After Lockup is not a union joint.
No.
So we're fine.
They're fine. They're going to be fine. We're fine. They're not fine, because it'd be nice if they were unionized, but that's not the case.
Yes. So anyway, something happened. Like, I do wish, you know, like you said, I like what they were, I get what they're trying to do. They wanted to show them like blissfully happy, cut to we're stressed out, but it just, we don't know what changed on Mert to, like, as they say on Lalu, to go 360.
He did a 360.
He did.
Which means he was right where he started. I think what happened was they were out and he saw a guy, and the guy in the background, he's like, well, who's that? That's just random people you don't know. You shouldn't be hanging out. So what he thinks, and she says this, or he says this, is, I trust you, I just don't trust other people, which is a very common relationship, for a common thing for possessive men to say.
I'm going to say this. If you say you don't trust other people, that's just you either lying to your partner or lying to yourself that you don't trust them.
Yeah. I think it'd be different if she was going out in what I thought was to be a dangerous area. But it seems like this is a bar she goes to.
Yeah.
And she was there with her mom and her friend, or at least her friend. I think mom probably went home after dinner.
I don't know, mate. Mom was looking. Yeah, she was looking for cock.
You can find me in the club getting tipsy. The club.
The club.
And he basically says, I am jealous. I trust you. And he hangs up on her. And he only wants her to drink two drinks, because he's basically saying, you know, then you get a little wild and it's controlling.
What's your reaction if a guy told you you can't have more than two drinks?
I would say, well, I think in all seriousness, if I was going to go out, I would say, sure. And I'd drink what I wanted. If I wanted to have a fight about it, first of all, I'd say, did you not get the memo? I do what I fucking want. That's how this relationship is going to work.
Because if you tell him, sure, that it works, then at 2 in the morning, you call him drunk, or he calls you and you're drunk, and then he's
they
like,
made
you had
really
more than
strong
two drinks.
I had two. I'm just going to say, no one would ever say this to me. What would your response be?
I would say, what the fuck is wrong with you? Who hurt you? This isn't about me, bitch. No.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That wouldn't have flown.
And then, honestly, though, it depends on how much I was into them, though. If I really wasn't that into them, I would say, okay, sure. Yeah, and then just do what I want.
I want to.
Yeah, I would.
Maybe I don't want to have a fight before I go out. Oh, sure, I'll have two drinks. It's fine. I probably won't even drink tonight. You know what?
Yeah, then it would go bad for me because I would call them when I was drunk so they would have sex with me.
Yeah, you have a problem with that. You have a problem with drunk dialing.
Because it'd be like 2 a.m. Because I'm a happy drunk. So when I get drunk, y'all, I want to FaceTime you. I want to talk to everybody. I want to be like, hey, girl.
Oh, no. It's not that I'm angry. I just want to get right to it. I'm very pragmatic when I'm drunk.
Yeah. Noticed.
And he basically says, no more drinking outside again. I assume that's out of the house.
I guess so. She's crying, saying, you're breaking my heart. What's wrong with you? But y'all, we've got to move on because Poodle, I'll let you announce it. We've got big UK news.
Big! Catherine Ryan is a presenter and she's a comedian. And she is going to be used to Host. Remember Brian and Host. Katie had Bridie on her Instagram the other day, and I was like, Bridie and Host.
Host.
By the way, Host is not on her Instagram. Oh. So I think, sadly, I did not watch it, but I think Katie and Alejandro are
Which
makes
really?
Me very sad. Yeah.
We'll see next. But they're going to get married in Mexico.
I know, but she just did a post. Well, she's like, that happened last year.
Maybe she needs to wait till the season to be over. But tell the news. You're ruining the news.
I said she's hosting the tell-all, Catherine Ryan.
You never said tell-all. Sorry. That's the big boy. You just buried. I gave that to you.
I
dribbled down the court and then I kicked the ball and I gave you a free throw and you just fucked it up.
You set up a layup for me and I.
That.
Yeah. And I ruined it.
I gave you a gay up.
Catherine Ryan, you did. Catherine Ryan is hosting the 90 Day UK season 2 tell all.
So we're getting a tell-all, which means if Katie and Alejandro are broken up, we're going to hear about it on the tell-all, I bet.
I'm glad they're doing a tell-all.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
so catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Well,
do you have any more to move, or can we move on to Robert and Asshole?
Let's move on to Robert and Asshole.
I'm shocked it took me that long.
We should have done it earlier.
I have a soft spot for this cold bitch. I think it's because it's the way it's shot too. Like, yo, this woman is completely uninterested in his daughter. She's only there to boss him around, and so he'll pay for her. There aren't a lot of feelings here.
Okay, so people are, you know, originally said, oh, we've got another Anfisa. The difference, I think it's quite different in that there's something. I'm trying to remember when we first watched Anfisa, kind of but I feel like even from the get-go, maybe sometimes because of her humor, or there just seems something a little bit humorless. Human, and also something a little lovable about Anfisa from the get-go. And I just watched this with Asshole, and I went, what does Robert love about her? Because we don't see any of it.
Her face and her titties. And probably dead ass.
Wow.
And she does anal.
Oh, well, that makes
sense. I don't think it's that deep. Honestly. He's 46 years old. She's 36 and aging out, and she's maybe got 15 years before babushka mode ensues.
Yeah.
And so she's trying to get herself a man that will pay for things.
She's trying to get right. Yeah. Get right.
And awful.
Y'all, I used to, when Jake and I were roommates with our other friend Lindsay, I would get up earlier than they would because they would sleep really late, and I would start blasting that song to wake them up.
It was horrible. With that saxophone solo. One of the most obnoxious openings to a song ever. Get Right by J-Lo.
It is pretty terrible.
And it's just on a loop. Ugh. So we're riding go-karts.
I love go-kart driving.
And because Arwen is visiting, Arwen. And he's like, it's said that there's a rivalry between Essel and Arwen. And I was like, you should be nipping that in the bud.
I was going to say, he talks it the way he said it was like, yeah, they just, there's a rivalry between them. Ha ha. That's the way it is.
Part of me thinks he enjoys, this is kind of dark. I think he thinks he's powerless to stop it, but part of it kind of, he enjoys his daughter kind of giving it to asshole.
It does feel that
and, way. And he will never stop. And he'll, even when she's like, try a proper bite. And, but that's it. It's the opposite of Eric and Lita, where Eric was, that couple was humorless. This is all about kind of, it's a campier, bigger humor.
But a darker. It's like he likes watching her test her.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, and
because just eat the food, bitch. Just eat the food. She cooked it for you,
bitch. Later on, I like it when he's walking in, and Robert tells Arwen, "Wipe your feet, you mank."
Yeah, they have this very, they have like this good relationship, I think, where they kid around with one another.
Oh, he's a kid too. But, he's the fun dad. She lives on her own. I guarantee you, raising her, he got to be the fun dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, asshole's basically like, Arwen is staying here for a week, and that's too long. I came here to visit Robert, and I want to be alone with him so I can control all his food intake and clothes. But she does. She speaks very, very calmly.
Very yes.
She's like, and I want nothing to do with Arwen. She has attitude. And Robert's like, she stated multiple times that she doesn't want to be the second woman. And again, if I was Robert, I would say, well, there's my daughter, and then there's you. This is not a debate point. This is not of who's going to be first in my life. There's my daughter. And there's every woman besides you who I'm in a romantic relationship with. And you're
not
the
if you're Eric
one.
And Lita.
That it's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
Maybe it's because I don't have children, but I don't understand why anyone would, why a woman coming in or another man coming in would say, I want to be the first one. I want to be first in your life, or I want to be there is no number two for me.
I don't know if that's, is that American Western culture thing that you put your children first above anyone? And so with listening to someone coming from another culture, I don't know. I'm at Sissy's. Let us know. Is that, I just feel like there's not a lot of things. Except for, as we learn in the next segment, except for Coca-Cola, that are worldly universal.
I'd like to buy the world a Coke
for my my wedding ceremony.
So I don't have to slaughter a goat. Oh, wait, I gotta do that anyway.
Wait. Yeah, y'all. Trigger warning if you watch this.
Yikes.
Trigger. We're not going to talk about them yet, but trigger warning when we talk about it. They come damn near close.
There is talk of slaughtering a goat.
But it does seem like a worldwide kind of, at least me.
Your children are on a different level.
That your children are on a different level.
Yeah.
Maybe we're God, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm a terrible mother. I put my kids first. I
just wanted the best for my kids. Just trying to be the best mom I could. Guess I failed.
I agree with you. He wasn't. That's where it was a little exasperating. I feel like that's a great word when you watch this, just going, what the fuck is this woman thinking?
Later on, she is making pierogi and some Kazakh bread. And Arwen's like, it looks like something out of Gremlins. Not a nice thing to say. Arwen was being bitchy. I think you can get a lot of grace here with just eating and not being a brat, which she kind of was. Yeah. And I expected Robert to say, "Oh, this tastes like bitter almonds." At any moment, and us all to go, "I'm not aware of anything like that." Keep eating. Tastes like arsenic.
Anyway. Even when Arwen said that, he's feeding it to the dog, and Arwen said, "Look, she didn't eat a lot either. I guess she didn't like it either." Like, that was a bitchy thing to say.
And that makes that it's ridiculous for the daughter to think she needs to compete with the woman. So I blame her for being bratty, but at the same time,
I blame the dad.
Setting it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
Anyway, and so they're going axe throwing again, this general sponsor of Night at Beyonce.
True.
And the UK is like 2 years behind us for that. So it worked out.
Yeah, because Danielle on the Single Life about 2 years ago went out on a date axe throwing with that guy.
Y'all be prepared for their other shows in the UK to be on axe throwing dates.
Yeah.
And at one point she's like, "Do you want a sweater?" And he's like, "Well, I'm going to be dodging your axes all night." And he's like, "You're not going to jump on that?" And she's like, "I'm not an emotional person." You know, the only
that's going to be a quote.
The only way they can, this woman can only be funny when they put her in uncomfortable circumstance. She has zero sense of humor.
Like, what do they sit and talk about when it's just Robert and asshole together? They don't.
Anyway, y'all, she does not like to lose.
No, she doesn't.
I understand.
But she does.
I don't like, this bitch doesn't like to lose either. So I would not be happy axe throwing, and especially to the daughter who I'm actively competing with.
Oh, see, I don't care. It's all fun.
Shut up.
It's good to have fellowship.
People who say that are losers.
What? I played cards last night at my friend's house. I got beaten. She's like, "I'm sorry you didn't." I said, "I don't care." I said, "It was just fun to hang out with you and have some wine."
You're not living in reality. Yeah. I think everyone who says, "Oh, I was fine that I lost," is lying to themselves.
We haven't had a board game night in a long time. You set fire to the one I had last time and burned it.
Yeah.
I guess I need to order a new one.
Forgo those. They don't turn out well.
I bet your mother had a breakup of
teammates. I swear to God. That's how they do with me. They give me people who are just these complete and utter dregs that I'm on the team with.
I did one time put you with Bridget Green, who has no knowledge of pop culture unless it's Star Wars. If it's Star Wars, she knows what she's talking about.
Oh.
You were so angry.
And the worst thing is Bridget Green is such a nice person. I could not turn on her. Because my favorite moment in playing games is to turn on the people on my team saying, "I can't believe you did not know that." Or, I'm sorry. Wow. I really do believe if you've lost so badly in a board game night, there I think most people are lying to themselves that they're not a little defeated. Yeah. Everything in this life is a competition. Everything.
We need to move on.
Anyway, you're right. We need to move on. So anyway, Arwen basically says she's having lunch with him later. I wanted to say this. She's like, I don't like to lose. It's fine between Robert because he is man, but with Arwen and I, it's not good. So later on, they are having lunch, just Arwen and Robert. And she's like, well, she only really cares about herself. She's really closed off. And then he's like, well, how would you feel about a Kazakhstani stepmom? She's like, well, I don't know her intentions, and I think you're a trophy, which is 100% what's going on.
100% what's going on.
It's money, and that's what she wants you for. And then she says, I don't think this is fair either. If you get engaged, I would limit my time coming up. This is when she's grown. She's over 20, Arwen is.
Yeah.
You got to let your dad make his own decisions. You can't get involved because you're going to make it worse.
We're talking about that from 40-year-olds. I actually was pretty good about that in my 20s, but I don't know if a lot of people are.
You mean about
trying to like letting their parents make their own decisions?
I think it goes two ways because I think a lot of times parents, like if you're around your parents, like if you're a 20-something-year-old, and if you were around the parents when they were dating, I think already you're gotten in kind of like a boundaryless relationship with your parent. Already, when you want to be the kid, but you also want to be the friend. And I think she's been both for a long time. There have been not a lot of other women. So when she sees this, she's like, well, this should be someone who is fun for me too. Nope. You have no say in this, sadly.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
She doesn't.
And
again, a lot of this goes to, I think he's a nice guy, but I think that's the problem with Robert, is he tries to be a nice guy, and he avoids confrontation constantly, and it's going to blow up in his face, and both women are going to end up being upset at him if he doesn't get his shit together.
And asshole basically says, he likes it when I boss him around. And I believe that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Michael and Mercy in the, boy, I would rather watch him on mute. And just read his speaking.
It's hard to understand.
His accent is just, we go to the village, and the villagers are meeting us when they're singing, and they're meeting them when, oh my God, meet your parents, and there's another person coming up. It is just.
You know, I got to say, though, I like him. I like him. I think he's fun.
I don't hate him. He's fine.
We don't know too much about him because a lot of the focus is on Mercy because Mercy's a complicated woman.
Mercy is quite a complicated person. quite a complicated person from Married at First Sight.
Because that is so true. Because you don't know kind of where Mercy, whatever her name is, you don't know where her allegiance lies.
We've had this problem before, that in real time in the documentary filmmaking, they are behaving a certain way, or they feel like things are a little bit, and then they get to their talking heads and they either have a different personality or they're talking a different way.
Or like Mercy, like I said last week, has a different face.
Yeah.
Because she's so beat.
Different hairstyle, different face, and a different energy completely. And so I don't know,
it's a different energy.
I don't
completely.
Know who we're seeing. I don't know who is the mercy. I agree with you.
Well, and also it leads me to believe a little bit, not to put on tinfoil Maddie.
Nope. I don't recognize that drag queen.
But why?
Nope. There's only room for one conspiracy theory drag queen.
Tinfoil Hattie podcast. Goes on tour with Tinfoil Maddie.
Nope. Don't see it.
Well, so what I was going to say, though, it makes me think that producers are giving her storyline points to talk about in the talking heads because maybe there's not as much drama as we think.
Well, I think there's a lot of drama because she's really acting like she doesn't want to move and marry this guy.
And remember, there was already a website saying Mercy is a swindler. So it's like there's a lot of storylines to go towards.
I will say he is completely into her, and there's dancing, there's food. Mercy takes him aside. There's trigger warning. They say you have to slaughter a goat because you need to prove you can do it.
I'm with Kennedy. I will be terrified.
And he does it. They don't show him the camera, but they do come close. Later on, we're paying the dowry, y'all. And this is the I like it when the uncle gets in. He's like, oh, uncles are always weird.
Uncles are always weird.
She's right.
Yes.
My uncles are weird. I like them, but they were weird people. Most of them are dead, sadly.
My uncle Andy was, my uncle Steve on my mom's side was really nice. My uncle Andy was pretty odd. And Uncle Leonard, I love Uncle Leonard, but he beats his own drum.
Is that the expression? Do you walk to the beat of your own drum?
Well, that.
I've never heard you beat your own drum. That sounds sexual. He's just in there beating
his
drum.
You know, not everything's about sex. Go sit on it something.
He's just in there beating his drum as usual.
It does sound a little sexual when you say it like that.
Anyway, we're calling out 3 cartons of soda, sugar, beer. And the uncle's like, I have not yet seen the beer.
The uncle gets up and he's like, wait a minute. And it almost feels like, you know, when you're a younger, I did this when I was a younger kid, the older kids would do this. And I realized you were the older kid that did this, would recruit younger people, or maybe your brother or his friends to play a game. But then when you found out that the younger people were winning or doing better than you thought, you stood up and said, oh, wait, I forgot to tell you the other rules of the game and change the game.
Who doesn't do that?
But that's exactly what that felt like when the uncle stood up and did that. Like, wait a second.
That is the rule. Those are the roles that older kids do. You do that so the little kids can't win. They need to understand that the older kids are going to make up the rules.
That's not fair, though.
That's the way the world works. Because you know what? It was done to me when they made up other rules.
I bet you did that to your brother constantly.
Oh. My brother was close in age to me. It was mostly my younger cousins who didn't know shit. And they were so sheltered, they didn't know when we would make up rules for the game. And also,
so you and your brother would do it together.
Yes. Also, I was raised by my father, who is extreme, who loved to pull tricks on people and loved to kind of just loved mind games in general.
I'm sure your mother is a good match for him for that. I'm sure she loves having pranks pulled on her.
Hated it. Never really happy about it.
Was there ever a prank that he pulled that went really well or like really bad?
I don't know if they're pranks really, or just saying things or saying things this is a gag gift. We used to get my mother gag gifts at Christmas. We couldn't do it every year. So we had to like build it up about every 4 years. And my father got my mother this awful yellow like straw purse with like a bikini on top. And she kept saying, now, Mother Poodle, the boys picked this out, especially for you. Leading it up to it. So, and my mother's like, okay. And she saw it. She's like, oh, it's so pretty. I can wear it in summer. This horrible yellow bikini looking top of a purse. And there was a ring inside that we bought.
There's a ring inside? Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
But my mother had to pretend to be excited.
So for about 30 minutes, you let her just pretend there was a purse in there?
Yeah.
That's love.
Oh, my father wound up my mother for like days.
Was she upset after the ring was in her, or did she laugh about it?
She was able to laugh at it, but she's like, that's hideous. I thought, why? They know me better than this. Anyway, y'all, they do it. They do some type of coat ritual. I'm not sure what's going on here.
I think this is bullshit. I'm sorry. I'm not here to dog, but you literally have a ritual based on Coca-Cola.
I think they saw that Coke commercial a long time ago and it's never left their heads that you'd like to.
They really have amazing marketing. The things Coke spends on marketing. Hey, Daryl, I need you to go. I need you to go across the ocean and put in rituals that involve using Coke. On it, sir.
And then whoever drinks theirs first has to kill a goat. So turns out everything's fine. The elders sign off. The uncle's like, fine, I guess the beer will come when it can. And then later, and they're like, woo, everyone's happy. And she's like, well, soon I'm going to be married in the UK. And if I'm not happy, I'll be on the first black flight back to Kenya.
Sounds like love.
It's such a weird, like, wet fart, a way to end the segment. I think I agree with you. I don't know if the producers are feeding these lines. They make
feels
her
fraudacity.
Feels fraudacity, and it makes her look either untrustworthy or like not empathetic on television.
Yeah, doesn't make her look good.
I can't believe she would do this. I want something. I'm not going to say that. You know what? For fuck that, no, I would be horrible. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Soon as they fed drinks into you, you would sing like a drunk canary.
I'm like, oh, who do you want me to talk about?
Because that's Poodle, hey, y'all.
Oh God, how long you got?
He loves money, but no matter what, he loves showing his ass.
Yeah, especially there's a camera there. And not just showing my ass.
Oh, that's all I have.
That's all I've got.
That's a good episode. This is still a good... Y'all, by the way, it's only one episode now a week. We're not doing three more, so...
It's shaping up to be a good season. I enjoy the camp, and I enjoy just how we handle... We deal quickly with situations, and we don't... Cal Patty and Juan Hanks would not exist on a show like this.
No, because nothing happened.
Yeah, they wouldn't work. I like how high the stakes are for most of these people. Even though I hate Louise's storyline, I know the stakes are high for her. And I love
her storyline. It's riveting because it's just so sad. It's so depressing. I don't know why. Those are the ones I like. Mary and Brandary on Toe. I just love watching that.
That's hard for me to watch, that one. Although I'm all for Holly and Wayne because that just gets weirder and stranger.
Weird, yeah.
We did have a South African sissy contact us and said, just so you know, not all South Africans are. A lot of South Africans are bigoted and racist, but there's quite a bit of us who are getting into queer affirmative and anti-racist ideologies. And I'm like, I completely believe that. We're just seeing the worst because we see Brew Crew and we see mostly the South African men who are out in the world, and they are misogynistic, usually bigoted assholes. And that's who we see. I am sure all of South Africa isn't like that. That's what we see. So
that's what we see.
Maybe we shouldn't such paint with such a broad brush. But so I see you, South Africans.
Which from a 90 day fiance perspective, we can go with that brush.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't want to remind people that this week, July 30th on Sunday, we're going to be doing a YouTube live for our $15, what is that called?
The
smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord. So that will be for Sissies on, yeah, that'll be Sissies on Supercast and on Patreon, yes. Not Apple. So it's a $15 tier. All right, everybody. We call these lads and lasses lonely hearts. Because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love across the pond in all the wrong places?
And if you know what a Bulgata suitcase looks like, let us know. Because
still searching.
I still don't have a fucking idea. And I've never heard someone say Bogota before. Bogota. And actually, the accent is there. Bogota. Let's move on. Fuck off. Call us.